America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly contributor is long-range meteorologist Jim Witt, who is the man behind the website, theweatherwiz.com. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, everybody. And yeah, you know, this winter season is coming upon us, and that's when weather gets more interesting. And so I thought, Mike, it might be a good time to review how our listeners can get the most out of the weather website. This has so much information on it, it's hard to describe in such a short period of time, but let's give it a shot. All right, folks, so if you go to the Weather Wiz, as Mike says, WIZ.com, a page opens with a picture of a calendar. Near the bottom of that page, you see a wavy U.S. flag and a globe. Now, if you want long-range weather forecasts for a city or cities in the United States, then you click on the U.S. flag. However, if you wanted a long-range forecast for international cities, then you click on the globe. For now, let's do the flag. All right. Here you have the opportunity to select the location for a forecast. So you enter the state you want, then the city, and you input the year. Now, you can go out 2 years on a forecast. Then you put the month and the day for which you desire a forecast and hit Get Future Weather. Immediately, forecasts for 7 days will pop up. The exact date you requested will be located in the center of the field. This way you can see weather 3 days preceding the date you selected and 3 days following the date you selected. You will notice the clouds are moving past the sun, rain and snow falls from the sky, lightning strikes, and below all these animations, you'll see the actual forecast for all 7 days, including the maximum and minimum temperatures expected for those days, along with the actual weather forecast, be it sunny, rainy, snowy, thunderstorms. But that's not all it gives. On the extreme top of the page, you'll find the normal maximum and minimum temperatures are given for that day, the normals, both in Fahrenheit and Celsius. And most important, the number of days it usually rains during the month you requested. Not the number of inches of rain, but it's more important to know the number of days it rains. And in the upper right-hand corner is written, next week. If you select a week to go on vacation and the period of time you originally selected is a lousy stretch of weather, you may want to look at the next week to see if the weather will be better. So you click next week. All right, now let's get a forecast for an international city. First of all, you got to get back to the home page. So you hit home/forecast, and that gets you back where you want to be. Now, click on the globe. This page lets you select the country for which you want a forecast. Below, the city you are requesting, and then the year, month, and day, and then you click future weather. Everything comes up, it's exactly the same. For example, if you selected Paris, France, to go on vacation next summer, which would be very nice, I guess, in the country space, you would select France, click on the city and go down until you see Paris and click on that, and then put on the dates you wish to travel and hit Get Future Weather. You will receive a 7-day forecast. If it looks stormy, hit next week in the upper right-hand corner, and then you see the weather for the next week. If the weather is better, change your plans. Now, if you'd like to go back to the first page and select articles to read about maybe some testimonials as to the accuracy of the forecasts, the methodology used to make the forecasts, information about me, Jim Witt, and how I started making these forecasts, Oh, you can get the same day current forecast if you have want to. And if you happen to live in the northeastern part of the United States, you can purchase a magnificent weather calendar with weather forecasts written in for each day for the entire next year. I think you'll like that. Now, next week, Mike, we're going to discuss the Wiz School, which also includes all the things that people like to know about with regard to weather. It's like it's a school, and all of this is absolutely free, folks. Try it. You'll like it. It's the Weather Wiz, WYZ.com.
I think that's great. I think it's a valuable tool, and as you said, it's free, so people can go there anytime and just check the weather and get an idea what it's going to be like where they're going.
You know, Mike, we haven't really advertised this, and yet we get well over 1,000 hits every day.
Well, that's terrific. Yeah. TheWeatherWiz.com. Check it out, and meteorologist Jim Witt will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Promising news about an interesting potential cancer fighter. And it's a nut, literally. According to the latest research, pistachios seem to help reduce the risk of developing lung cancer due to their high gamma-tocopherol content. Gamma-tocopherol is a form of vitamin E that is a proven cancer deterrent. In fact, Penn State researchers now say a daily dose of pistachios lowers cholesterol levels by as much as 11%. And pistachios happen to also be the lowest calorie of nut. Lung cancer kills more people per year than breast cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer combined. Natural News recommends 117 pistachios a day. But according to the pistachio study, that's only 2 ounces of pistachios. And happily, it's not enough to be fattening. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year and four-time Super Bowl champ. His unforgettable Coke commercial during the 1979 Super Bowl just might be the best of all time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile.
So where is Mean Joe Green now? Joe had a productive 16-year career as an assistant coach. Since 2004, Joe's been a personnel assistant with the Steelers. Thanks to the Steelers of the 2000s, Joe's earned his 5th and 6th Super Bowl rings.
We cannot let anybody else win these things because they'll see how much fun they're having.
From soda commercials to Super Bowl showdowns, there's only one Mean Joe Green. I'm Ahmad Rashad.